Talking with Riverside boys basketball coach Nick Crone as the Bulldogs will match up with Audubon on Tuesday, and we'll talk about that contest with the Wheelers coming up in a little bit. But first, Grady Jepson has been on a real scoring tear here, 32 on Saturday, plus late last week he went over 1,000 career points. How's he taking his game to another level?
Well, I think he's worked tremendously hard this summer, kind of improving his game. I mean, you think back to his freshman year, I was shooting. It was, maybe getting to the hole. He had some kind of nice moves, a good Euro step to get to the hoop. Now he's kind of finishing with a little bit more power, but I think his mid-range game has really come on strong. You know, he gets by his first defender, and then he's just kind of rising up. He's hitting some short shots off the glass. He's hitting some 15-footers. He kind of frees people a little bit, and if their hands are down, he's knocking some threes down in their face. So I think he's kind of evolved into some more moves and some more explosiveness. And I think his body's feeling pretty good right now. I know he's been battling back from injury, so he keeps seeing little bits and bounds. And, when he gets 100% healthy, it'll be real exciting.
As a team, you guys, I can't remember seeing a squad that's had so many close losses. I mean, your record really not indicative of how competitive you've been. How's the group hanging in there and continuing to try and stick with it despite having so many tough losses?
Well, it's tough. You know, I don't know if I talked to you or somebody else. Early in the year, we had a really good summer. We had a lot of guys do a lot of good things individually. And, so then you come into the year and, Grady, we have bits and pieces in December, but really don't have them in December. So we get a little bit behind the eight ball there. I think it's just a little bit of confidence wise, even we beat Mo Valley at home, lost to Audubon at home. Both those games we've had, double digit leads and kind of squirm. The IKM game, I know you can talk about another close game. We had two shots at the buzzer to win it. We had an open three, and then we had a follow-up putback that we missed to win that game. And IKM has been on a tear, the closeness of the games it's been really tough. We just kind of go, we kind of vacate a quarter offensively. We don't really put together a good offense and defense at the same time. Mobile was a little bit the same thing. I was a little upset defensively first half. We gave up 36 points. We only gave up 21 in the second. And really we scored continuously all through the third, but then we only put up three in the fourth. We've done that a couple times this year where we have single digit quarter. Underwood's another one. We're with them at half. I can't remember, down three or five. And then we get down like 26 because we don't score any points in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, we have the ball with 2 minutes left and only down seven. So I'm proud of the resilience and really excited if we can get both the defense and offense to match up at the same time for a full game. Yep. Close out. I think the shot clocks made a little difference too. You see, there's a couple of them we're not deep. And so the shot clock forces you to move offense, even when you could maybe use that as a little bit of a, being up on Mo Valley 10 in the fourth quarter, I might have gone to a little different offense. But I still thought we needed to get through a couple minutes before we went into more of a slowdown game. We just could not score. So that's kind of adversely affected us a little bit as well.
Interesting. The Audubon game was one of those tight losses, a frustrating fashion for sure. And fortunately, from your perspective, a lot of people got to see how that played out at the end. But you get to get another chance against them. So what are going to be some of the keys to trying to salvage a season split with the Wheelers?
Well, I think the big thing is staying locked in defensively. We go through moments where we lose our guy or we're not, kind of going back and watching film. Maybe we double when we shouldn't, or we overhelp, and then it leaves guys open, and, it takes only a couple to get going. Same thing with the Audubon. I think the big thing is staying locked in defensively. We have to rebound. I mean, we're not a huge team, either in strength or height. So we really have to check out well and do a lot of those things while keeping from second chance opportunities. Getting to Miller. Miller had a pretty good end of the game there. Bauer's always capable of getting to the hoop, keep them off the free throw line. Really, we go back to last year. We've had really good games with them. Pretty good scoring games, kind of up there with scores a little bit, and right down to the wire, I think, every time we played in the last four times. So, and then we got to lock in offensively, too. I thought that's one thing we'd be pretty strong at this year. I knew defense would be a little different because we lost a little bit of meat last year down low. But, you know, I thought we could score 60-plus a game, and it's not – we haven't had our big three really clicking on the same night for shooting. And so, you know, kind of a lot of consistency things hoping to get in place here in the next 3 weeks.
Well, good news is there's still some time to get rolling. So, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Yep, thank you, and thank you for the coverage.